Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
With Gregory Copley, and this is the King Charles Report. Gregory tells me this is old news, but it struck my attention. Prince William has defied King Charles's desire that he stop flying his entire family by helicopter. This is a new book entitled Catherine, the Princess of Wales, by a commentator, Robert Jobson. It's been in the Daily Mail, which means that it may be more fanciful than not. But Gregory, to my mind, that is a practical recommendation from the king, that William and his son George are the heir and heir, and losing them together, while it would be recoverable, would be a blow to the kingdom. Do you agree?
It would be a profound dislocation of the entire stability of the monarchy and of the government. Whilst King Charles quite clearly insisted that Prince William not fly the entire family together on, you know, sojourns down to Sandringham or whatever. I think that Prince William, who loves flying helicopters, will continue to be able to do so on a solo basis, or maybe even with one or more of the family, but not all of them together. You cannot risk the stability of the transition from King to Prince of Wales to the son of the Prince, or son or daughter of the Prince of Wales, in the future. And the government would insist on that as well. So it's not just King Charles. And I don't believe that it is really a serious difference of opinion between the King and Prince William. Prince William's totally unaware of the risks of this kind of situation, and it's always been the case where you do not jeopardize the stability and the chain of command of government by putting all your eggs in one potential air crash.
Now we go to France, of course, the Olympics, the Elysee Palace, and Emmanuel Macron. And this item, which caught my fancy because it's a world I didn't know still existed. President Emmanuel Macron blew a hole in his palace's budget, this is London reporting, when he held a lavish state dinner of lobster and crab for King Charles last year. The Elysee Palace spent close to 500,000 euro on the September visit by Charles and Camilla, 40,000 euro on wine. It was one of several gestures of Gallic opulence that tipped the palace into the red by 8.3 million euro. Is this something normal? Does this go on all the time, France and England still showing off to each other, Gregory?
Well, it wasn't the 8.3 million euros. That's the problem. It was only a mere half a million of that. But the reality is that that was probably the best and most economical and dramatic diplomatic breakthrough which France and Britain achieved in the past two decades. The relations, because of Brexit, between France and the United Kingdom were diabolical, and they were getting nowhere in rebuilding that trust. That state visit which King Charles and Queen Camilla made last year to France was a love fest, not only a lobster fest. It was a love fest where in the Assembly Nationale in Paris, you had politicians of all political stripes who normally were going in there in open-neck shirts and sneakers, were there in their dark suits and ties, and they were yelling at the top of their voice during King Charles' address to the Assembly in French. They were yelling, "Vive le roi!" Consistently, it was something, a cry which has not been heard in France for 150 years or more. So this was profound in the rebuilding of relations. Now, the fact that the British government domestically, the politicians and the government of France have fallen into disrepair and distrust in the past few months, has nothing to do with the fact that this was a profound moment in building relations, probably the most significant Anglo-French strengthening of trust, apart from perhaps giving accommodation to Charles de Gaulle, since the medieval times with the great feast on the Field of Gold between the kings of France and Britain at that time, in medieval times. So basically, we saw a diplomatic coup which could not have been achieved for that kind of money and so rapidly had it not been for the tool of the state dinner and the state visit by King Charles. And King Charles, by the way, did this, a similar thing to revive Anglo-German relations when he made an earlier visit to Germany and again addressed Parliament in German and built an enormous love fest again, reviving the relations, vital trade relations between Germany and the United Kingdom. And so the power of the king to be able to do that, and recently we saw is dramatic, and we saw recently King Charles and Queen Camilla host the Emperor and Empress of Japan at Buckingham Palace and around the United Kingdom in similar style and probably at similar cost, but again cementing enormous trade potential between Japan and the UK and the involvement of the Japanese aerospace industry with the British new sixth generation fighter program.
30 seconds.
These are things. Yeah, these are things which cannot be achieved so easily without the influence and prestige. I get back to that word again, the prestige of the crown.
The starter was blue lobster and crab, inspired by Louis XIV. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor